1027.
Up on a 27, playing Joburg's best old school and R&B. It's exactly 6:45. So, Reverend Shona's here. Good morning, Shona. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. And you?
Excellent, thank you. It's a Thursday morning. The sun is up and I feel good.
That's good. And it's almost Friday.
And it's almost Friday. Exactly.
Although for me, that's when the work begins.
Well, yes, that's the role that you... I know that your work is busy on the weekends, especially
very
Sundays.
Busy. Yes. Today, I'm going to look at some quotes from Carl Jung, psychologist and psychoanalyst. Of course, we all know he founded analytical psychology. And the first quote is one that really speaks to me. The world will ask you who you are. And if you don't know, the world will tell you. I find that really profound and very true. If we look at marketing and peer pressure, the world will tell us that we're too fat, we're too thin, we need this home, we need this name brand item of clothing, we need the picket fence and 2.2 children and a golden retriever, otherwise we're not accepted.
Exactly.
It's really important to know who we are and to accept who we are. I think of people with high cholesterol or diabetes or recovering alcoholics. They need to know who they are and be confident in who they are in order to say no and to withstand people who keep offering you more and more and saying, come on, just have one. Because the ego will say, why not, just to fit in. Knowing who we are also means we can stand firm in adversity. And I have to say, I don't know anyone. People look at others and say, oh, aren't they lucky they have such a wonderful life? I don't know anyone who hasn't faced some adversity in their life.
Absolutely.
And so we do need to know who we are. I've also found that in knowing that who we are and having a deep understanding of ourselves and knowing that we have light and shadow selves, we are able to accept others with more grace. We are much kinder to others, much less judgmental, much more accepting.
Absolutely.
Carl Jung also said life begins at 40. Until then, we're doing research.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Which I really liked. And I ran a workshop once and I asked people, go back, what would you tell your 20-year-old self? And so, Parky, I'm curious, what would you tell your 20-year-old self?
I think, and this may sound like, you know, like silly, but don't sweat the small stuff. Because at 20, you're sort of so full of energy and you're so opinionated. But yet, there are so many things you shouldn't worry about because there are, well, there's just other things. And don't sweat the small stuff.
And that's exactly what I said. I would go back and say, stop sweating the small stuff. I used to get stressed about everything, worry about all sorts of things, completely unnecessary things. I would also say, live each day to the full and enjoy your children while they're at home. Because before you know it, they leave home.
Oh, don't tell me that. I know that.
Yes. Then accepting ourselves also brings an inner peace. And I do want to stress that because it's the ability to be alone because you're at peace with yourself. When we know and accept ourselves, we are at peace. And we are at peace not just with ourselves, but with others as well. So we need to, at this stage, we live life at such a frenetic pace that we need that inner peace and calm and confidence. And the last quote for all of us to ponder today, we cannot change anything until we accept it. Condemnation does not liberate, it oppresses. Who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakes. Have a wonderful day and God bless.
I love it. Thank you. And you too. It's lovely to have you here as it always is.
Hot 1027. Hot 1027.